welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 767. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Violent Minefield with the song From the Gutter with Love. That's the first track on a four-song 7-inch that the band released December 10th of last year, 2025, on Rogue Records. The band based out of Panoma, California, loving that 60s sound and doing it so well. That song may have more than a passing resemblance to Secret Agent Man, but that's okay. That one's a very fun listen. I got lots of music for you this week, and it's going to come at you quick. I'm going to start here with Sekunderna and the song Gia.
If I had to spend
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast 767. We just heard from Muck and the Myers from Boston with the song Tripping Out on Love. That's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out December 10th on Rogue Records. Excellent garage punk there. Before that, we heard from Soda Pops from Helsinki, Finland, and the song Wish You Were Here. That's on the band's four-song EP Sweet Nothing that came out digitally December 2nd of last year. And then we started things off with Sekunderan with the song Giup, which is Swedish for give up. It's the on the album Hits, which came out August 22nd of last year on Fika Recordings. That band from Umeå, a little power pop, a little punk, a little garage punk, all of them mixing together, coming up with a great set there for you. We continue on here. I've got one from St. Louis's Cyanides. The song is called Speedball.
Dying.
Too Much Rock podcast. Love that one. That is Lime Crush from Vienna, Austria with the song Telephone. That's on the B-side of the Time Waster 7-inch. Came out April 1st of 2022 on Fett Cacao label out of Austria. And before that, we heard from Cyanides from St. Louis with the song Speedball. That's on the band's self-titled album, I guess, that came out digitally October 26th of 2024 on Sinkhole Records. It includes four songs from their physical 7-inch that came out a little bit before that. I saw them in Kansas City and really enjoyed them. That album is a mix of a lot of different things, a lot of different styles, but all of it coming from the garage, more or less. Lime Crush was a total guess. Saw that 7-inch, saw that band was from Vienna, and I thought, well, I'll pick that one up. And it is a lovely album. Kind of reminds me of Kleenex in that twitchy sort of a punk rock way. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We continue on here in much the same vein. This is White Lipstick with the song Deadbeat.
Hey, I heard your baby's deadbeat.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Show.
track already, and that is Slowpoke with the song Girl with a Mohawk. That's on the band's new album, Double Down, which came out January 4th, and this self-released digital-only affair that you can find on Bandcamp and pay what you feel is appropriate. Just excellent pop punk for your dollar there. And then before that, we heard from White Lipstick from Boston with the song Deadbeat. That is the title track from the Deadbeat cassette, which came out November 23rd of last year on Little Queenie. Wonderful little punk rock there, but that track there, oh, that one is a winner. Anyway, we are about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 767, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got new things coming up on the 21st. Daniel Gum is playing White Schoolhouse. Thighmasters at the Replay on the 23rd. The Bowie tribute continues on the 23rd and 24th at Record Bar. 24th, Nico Case is at the Uptown. Still on the fence about that one. Eggs on Mars are playing Hillsiders on the 29th. Agriculture is at Record Bar on the 31st. And Virga is a Bottleneck on the 31st. Looking over at the website here, I've been a little lax, but I do have new photos, thoughts, and videos of the Teenage Bottle Rocket, Faye, Rodeo Boys, and Tane Graves show that happened, oh gosh, over a month ago at this point. More things are coming. I'm catching up, kinda, slowly, but surely. Anyway, I have saved time for one more track here, and I've got one queued up from Virga from Lawrence, Kansas. The song is called Dragonfly, and it's on the band's album Aramacine, which came out May 30th of last year on Learning Curve Records. Came out on beautiful vinyl, though I just bought the digital tracks on Bandcamp because I can't quite get the vinyl yet. I'm trying to get it into Mills Records in Kansas City, so maybe I can get copies for all of us that way. Aramacine is a future, a hypothesized era where man has basically destroyed the planet and everyone is just sad and lonely. So that may give you some idea of what this album is about. It's slow core, it's got nice moments of explosion. The band calls themselves Prairie Gaze, so expect those wide open vistas. And I think that's a great way to think about this album. That's a great way to end the podcast as well. So we end things here with Virga and the song Dragonfly. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.